morning I thought I had an easy gig today because I didn't have to make a keynote speech, and actually it's a bit harder wrapping up, I think, at the end of today. So I've got a few bits of follow-up that I wanted to share. First of all, often at events like this, people say, well, what happens next? And I know that's something that Jeremy and we were quite keen to consider carefully. So as usual, we'll be writing an event note from today's conference. It'll be shared not only with you, but also with Russell George and the Economy, Infrastructure and Skills Committee, and with our wider membership too. I wanted, though, to pull through a couple of points from each of today's sessions. So this morning, the things that I took away was, first up, what's the vision? It needs to be long-term, it needs to be clear, and for it to be shared, and we need to make sure it's shared across a number of different sectors. It needs to be our vision. Warm welcome for the National Infrastructure Commission and getting the right skills and experience behind it. And definitely that commission is seen as something that could depoliticise the process, and this being very sorely needed. So that violent agreement that Lynn talked about earlier on today. And then the next keyword for me is action. So that grit and gravitas, nice alliterative phrase there, grit and gravitas needed, politicians needing to follow through on what they say they will do and do it. Being brave, taking risks, and being prepared to fail, but for goodness sake, do it. Thirdly, prioritisation. So we had an interesting conversation in one of the sessions about, yes, sometimes it's a binary choice, and I think Rodri made that case very clearly, Rodri Williams, in terms of connectivity, but sometimes those economic and social benefits need to be weighed up very carefully, and that came through in this last session. Whichever it is, that decision needs to be taken as quickly as possible so that things can move forward. And I think we're all feeling the same sense of frustration, obviously, in terms of tidal lagoon. Centering that decision-making on people and what they want and what they need is the most important thing here, and listening to what people say. That was a very strong theme that came through before lunch. After lunch, we had two workshops. The one that I was in, the funding workshops, very clear message, big pipeline, can't all be funded by traditional capital, needing private sector partners to deliver those schemes, and also a call for clarity about the outcomes that you want, not just the outputs, the outcomes, setting and agreeing those, providing that very helpful definition. And also a reminder that there are cheap funds available at the moment. There's a window of opportunity. Let's really take advantage of that. The workshop I wasn't in, but I heard back from Ed, and thanks, Ed, for building the plan. So around the supply chain, do we want to support or grow our supply chain? And how we manage risk far better and equitably between public and private sectors, and that cultural change needed. What's the plan and the vision around skills and developing the skills and needing a much more strategic approach, working with businesses and colleges, putting structures in place, precisely those things like those shared apprenticeship schemes. In this last session, the things that came through for me about the retrofitting housing, clear personal, financial and health benefits. I think we've got an issue about housing coming up our list of priorities quite quickly for the IWA. The right models for decision making, are we measuring the right things? Probably not yet. Cultural change taking time. But I thought there were some really great examples shared both internationally and locally around asking communities what they want and turning how we work on its head. I loved those six suggestions, Chris. Thanks very much indeed. We'll be picking those up in our economy group at the IWA in a couple of weeks' time. But the things that I took away was pace, leadership, and drive from that last session. And I'm also going to, the advantage of coming last is you get the best quotes, Chris. The future isn't cast in stone, it's very much ours to make. And that's the message that I'll be taking to a session that the IWA is running, a closed session, a round table with 150 young people in Swansea Bay next week, asking them what they see as their ambition for the future, and do they see their future here in Wales, and what do they need to deliver on it. Thanks very much indeed to our partner, Capital Law, today, to all of our speakers, not just those on the panel this afternoon, and especially to all of you for coming. Really great to see that we haven't had loads of drop-off, actually, throughout the day. Obviously, a key topic, and I hope you've enjoyed it. As I say at the end of every session like this, if you value these sorts of events, please consider joining the IWA if you're not already a member, because it enables us to do more and more like this and get the message out and bring stakeholders together. So thanks very much indeed for coming, and see you at the next one we run. Thank you.